Hello, and welcome to Apparitions and Alibis. I am your host, AJ Stallman. EMTs are so important and often don't get recognized as much as other personnel, and but they're just as great, you know? I've just been thinking about that. And you know who also is pretty great? People who work on air conditioning. Our AC went out, and it really got me thinking about the era before air conditioning and how horrible it must have been. So no thank you, but thank you to EMTs, EMS, and Billy, the AC guy. But I have my dogs. I have my coffee. Let's do this. EMTs are there on your worst day, sitting there trying to help you and others that are involved in whatever situations you find yourself in. Sometimes people are too bad off and EMTs are not able to save their life. Being surrounded by death and someone's horrible day, it's no surprise that they have paranormal experiences. It's 1981 and Scott is an EMT for a volunteer fire department in New Hampshire. This farming community held a sprawling farm where a brother, a sister, and a cousin lived. Everyone really liked this small family. This family has such a big heart that they would offer plots of their farmland to anyone with one simple rule. Whatever they grew, one third had to be donated to the local food bank. Talk about giving back. As they aged, Mary, the sister, became brittle with osteoporosis and was placed in a nursing home. John, the brother, was left to look after the farm by himself. One day, the cousin became really worried because he tried to call John and was unable to reach him. He decided to go to the farm and found John in the bedroom, suffering from a stroke. The cousin quickly dialed 911. Word began to spread through the community as town police and ambulance rushed to the farm. When Scott arrived, he was told to rush as CPR was already underway. Now, Scott was familiar with his family, and as he walked through their home to John, he looked in the sitting room and saw an elderly woman sitting calmly and smiling at him. He noted that this was weird for the situation that was happening in the home. Why was she just sitting there and smiling when a man is down in the next room? But then Scott realized, is that Mary? They rushed John to the ambulance and got him to the hospital, where unfortunately John was pronounced dead on arrival. Scott was filling out his paperwork at the nurse's station and made a comment to someone that Mary must have been doing a lot better to have been able to go home. They gave him a really weird look and asked what he was talking about. Scott reiterated how great Mary looked when he saw her at the house. They informed Scott that Mary actually passed away the day before at the nursing home and was not at the farm, just hanging out in a chair. Okay, that's fine. Maybe Scott mistook someone else for Mary. So he asked around to find out who the random female was in the home, but there were no females during that call. All of the responders were male. Scott vividly remembered what the woman was wearing. She donned an oversized set of pearls and a flowered pink dress. That was Mary's favorite dress. 2 days later, Scott and his girlfriend attend the wake and funeral of John and Mary. It was a double wake and a double funeral. Scott had no doubt that he did. As Scott walked into the funeral home, he looked over at the coffin that was holding Mary and almost passed out. There was Mary wearing her favorite pink flowered dress and oversized pearl necklace. Exactly what she wore 2 days earlier at the farm. They passed so soon from each other. Definitely had a bond. In 1990, username Dinage1962 and their partner were dispatched to a local convent to help a nun to the hospital for a herniated disc. When they arrived, they were brought to the room where the nun laid on a small bed. She looked at the EMTs and the gear on the cot, like the backboards, the straps, the C collar, and began to scream. She knew how painful this was going to be. The nun's English was very heavily accented, and the EMT looked around quickly, trying to find any information on what language this nun spoke natively. And then they found it, hanging above her bed, a small framed certificate with her name. And it was written in German. This particular EMT studied German for 7 years. They switched languages and was able to calm the patient down and relax her enough to get her onto the cot with minimum distress to her. As they were getting ready to leave, they took one look around the room just to make sure they didn't leave anything behind. It wasn't until then that they saw it. Well, I should say they didn't see it. There was no certificate hanging on the wall in German with her name. There wasn't a certificate. There wasn't even a nail hole. Honestly, I have no idea what to say about that. That's spooky. Like, is that like a psychic thing? Was that like a paranormal thing? I've never heard of anything just being like, oh my gosh, this person needs help. Here, send an item. You know what I mean? Next is a reader submission from ghostandghouls.com. I am a part-time EMT with the county and I volunteer with the local fire department, and I've done so for maybe 2 years. Being a rural department, we have almost all secondhand apparatuses, including an old Ford ambulance conversion. This particular vehicle was one of the vehicles the county bought brand new for our EMS department way back in 1985. It served them for 19 years before being shuffled off to the fire department to act as a rescue equipment vehicle, and it's earned a reputation as a slow, difficult to drive, and positively impossible to kill with both services. Plans changed, and shortly after we received the ambulance, we purchased a light rescue truck to carry equipment and personnel to vehicle collisions. As such, the ambulance got another refit, becoming a firefighter recovery vehicle to keep firefighters in good shape on the fire ground. Heat injuries are especially prevalent in heart attacks because of overexertion and, you know, fire's hot. In December 2012, at around 1 a.m., a late response to the station on my night off left me and another firefighter as last out of the station in the ambulance headed to the scene of a large residential fire. The roads were awful. Snow over ice, left over from earlier in the day, and the sleet was coming down heavily enough that we couldn't really see past 50 feet. I reached down to grab the radio mic and tell dispatch that we were en route. As I reached down, the firefighter with me realized what I was doing and grabbed the mic, saying something about keeping my hand on the wheel and eyes on the road. Our hands bumped and hit the box that controls the emergency lights and the interior lights. As the cab was lit by the interior lights, our emergency lights turned on too, and the spotlight on the right side of the ambulance blazed against the snow and ice. I shot my companion a glare as I began to turn everything off and then glanced in the rearview mirror. It was at that moment I saw a young girl sitting on a bench in the ambulance looking at me just as the lights flashed off. I slammed on the brakes and we skidded a bit. I turned on all the lights with a swipe across the panel and turned around to look in the back. There was no one. I did a walk around, but saw no open doors, no footprints leading away. The girl would have been hard to miss, as she was wearing a day-glow yellow shirt and shorts. The firefighter with me seemed skeptical when I explained and asked if I was okay to drive. I let him take over and kept nervously eyeing the back of the vehicle the whole night. It was a long night. The sleet turned into snow, and then finally quit right before dawn. The house was a total loss, but everyone got out okay, even the three-legged cat who was missing for several hours. During overhaul, the firefighter was telling another firefighter about me flipping out so he too could join in heckling me. One of the paramedics overheard him and mentioned that back when the ambulance was still with EMS in the 90s, there had been reports of strange stuff happening. For example, the back doors would sometimes open by themselves in the locked bay. The lights would come on of their own accord, and paramedics heard whispers. The truck is gone now, sold at an auction, so it can leave. The truck is gone now, sold at auction so it can live a new life freaking out some other department. We left a note in the glove box, though. I figured they deserved a heads up. I do wonder if maybe the girl passed away in the vehicle, and I also wonder who has the truck now. Like, are they like, man, we would be the ones to get a haunted vehicle from an auction. That's our luck. But it was nice of them to put a note in the box. Maybe they found the note and was just like, nope, reselling. Nope. Last but not least is Chesapeake Beach Volunteer Fire and Rescue Station 4 in Virginia Beach. That's right. We're circling back to Virginia. Station 4 was famous in its Virginia Beach neighborhood for hosting a haunted house. But the station was not only haunted during Halloween. It is believed that a firefighter named Benjamin Bishop, who died in the 1970s, haunted the place and enjoyed every second of it. He was a prankster, always pulling the fire alarm or turning on the sirens. Sometimes the crew would witness their vehicle doors slamming on their own. On a few occasions, the ghost even threw some pillows. Since then, the fire crew has moved to a new station less than a mile away. But it turns out that ghosts don't like being lonely. An unexplained incident with the alarm system at the new station led firefighters to believe that Benjamin has also changed his residence. As always, thank you so much for listening. Remember to rate and review wherever you listen. If you want to donate to the podcast, we do have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/apparitionsandalibis. On Patreon, there are a number of tiers that you can sign up for that are monthly donations to help the podcast run smoothly. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I love you all, and I hope you're having a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever you are, and I will talk at you later.